Palau's president, Tommy Remengesau Jr., has threatened to leave the Pacific Islands Forum if the Secretary General's post does not go to Micronesia. Only one Micronesian has ever held the chief executive-like role, Kiribati's Sir Iremia Tabai, who was appointed in 1992. Since then, it has been held by candidates from Australia, Tuvalu, Samoa and Papua New Guinea. PNG's Dame Meg Taylor was the first woman to be appointed and has been in the role for the past two terms. During the opening of a special Micronesian leaders meeting in Palau's capital, Koror, Mr. Remengesau spoke of a gentleman's agreement between forum leaders that the next Secretary General would come from their region.
This is an important consideration for Palau to continue to participate and be productive in the PIF agenda as long as our promises are met.
Tommy Remengesau and the other Micronesian leaders have nominated Gerald Zakios from the Marshall Islands for the post, but four other countries have also put forward candidates. Mr. Remengesau told the meeting, also attended by leaders from the Marshall Islands and Nauru, the Secretary General's post has become increasingly politicized, and he urged his Micronesian counterparts to stand together behind their man.
We must therefore pursue every available option to ensure that these prior commitments are kept now and in the future. If necessary, we must discontinue our participation in Pacific Island Forum activities until this issue is first resolved.
The meeting, which included other Micronesian leaders participating online, also focused on climate change, fisheries, and of course the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. Nauru's president pointed out that the meeting in Koror, which coincides with Palau's 26th independence anniversary celebrations, is the first face-to-face gathering of Pacific leaders since the start of the pandemic. Lionel Agnemer says it is a testament to the COVID-free status of all five Micronesian countries achieved through strict border control measures.
When other countries are still contemplating about a travel bubble, a trans-Tasman bubble, a Bula bubble, a Pacific bubble, gum bubble, whatever bubble they would like to use, we have taken the bold first step and made sure that the Micronesian bubble is true.
However, this is only partly true because there is still next to no tourism across Micronesia, and the US territories in the Northern Pacific, CNMI and Guam, have not escaped COVID. Guam is one of the worst affected in the region, with 40 deaths and 3,200 cases.